Good morning, everyone. So for the last 15 minutes, I will present you my research on soil biology at a long-term cropping system trial. So the research was made in a joint effort between the school where I got my master back in France, which is called Isard à Lyon, and the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where I work with the Professor Aaron Silva in the Organic and Sustainable Agriculture Lab. So as we all know, organic agricultural systems are closely associated with soil and microbial communities for a broad range of different functions, including nutrient cycling, plant growth and defense mechanisms, as well as building soil structure and organic matter. And because of that, there is an increased interest in integrating soil and microbial assays into routine soil farm tests. But we don't really know which management practices optimize soil microbial community, neither we know what is an optimal soil microbial community. But if we consider that the ecological system would carry this optimal soil microbial community, then how can organic more closely mirror functions of perennial systems? The research hypothesis is that the soil chemical properties and microbial community structure and abundance diverge after 27 years of different crop management approaches. So we did the research at the Wisconsin Integrated Cropping System Trial. It is a long-term cropping system trial that started in 1989. So the cropping system has been managed the same way consistently for the past 27 years, and it is on this dark brown rich soil of the Midwest in Arlington, Wisconsin. The soil is a planosilt loam with 65% silt, 27% clay, and 8% sand. And I encourage you to visit the website to know more about what's going on in terms of research there. So going to the cropping systems that we studied, we studied two grain cropping systems. The cropping system one is conventional, so it's a corn monoculture. Cropping system three is the organic grain rotation with 1 year of corn, 1 year of soybeans, and 1 year of wheat. The wheat is followed by a cover crop of clover and alfalfa. So the main differences between those two grain cropping systems, so obviously there is less diversity in the cropping system one, the conventional. And in terms of fertilization, the conventional grain system receives mineral fertilizer only, when the organic cropping system receives pelletized poultry manure. And the last difference is on weed management practices. So cropping system one relies on herbicide, and cropping system three relies on cultivation. Going to the forage systems, so the same way there is a conventional forage system, cropping system 4 or CS4 on the graph here. It has 1 year of corn followed by 3 years of alfalfa, and the organic equivalent is 1 year of corn followed by 2 years of alfalfa. During the first year of alfalfa, it is planted with a nurse crop of oats. So the main differences here, so it's the time under alfalfa. We have 3 years on the conventional side, 2 years on the organic side, but we also have an additional crop on the organic system, which is oats. In terms of fertilization, both systems receive manure, but the conventional system receives additional mineral nitrogen. And in terms of weed management practices, the same. The conventional system relied on herbicide, when the organic system relied on cultivation. And finally, the cropping system 6 is the closest to the ecological system that I mentioned. So it's a pasture. It has a constant clover, a cover of red clover, timothy, brown grass, and orchard grass. And it is grazed during the summer, let's say between May and October. So what did we do there? In the spring 2016, after the corn phase of every cropping system, beside the pasture, of course, We sample from 0 to 15 centimeters, three different plots per cropping system, which means that we have three replicates per cropping system. And we analyze the soil for soil chemical properties, the pH, organic matter, total organic carbon, as well as total nitrogen, nitrate, ammonium, some other micronutrients, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, and sulfur, as well as micronutrients, boron, manganese, and zinc. In terms of soil biology, we use two different approaches. One of them is the DNA extraction followed by 16S and ITS sequencing. And the second approach is the phospholipid fatty acid profiling. So I will go in depth into the results of the PLFA profiling and very fast on the DNA extraction results, even though both results are pretty exciting. So what is PLFA profiling? So phospholipids are the primary lipids composing cellular membrane. And the extraction and profiling of them from a soil sample allows for the creation of a community composition matrix. So what I mean by that is that you get a table with all your sample on the rows, and the columns represent all the phospholipid fatty acids that are found in your sample, and you get the abundance of every phospholipid fatty acid on your sample. So that is what I will call the community composition matrix. So it allows for quantification of microbial biomass as well as quantification of specific microbial guilt. So it has less resolution and broader classes than what you would get from DNA sequencing. But what is very important and what is very good with PLFA is that you actually get quantities which you don't get with DNA sequencing. So to summarize, when you do PLFA profiling, you get the total PLFA biomass, which is always often used as the total microbial biomass. You get abundance of bacteria and abundance of fungi. In the bacterial kingdom, you can differentiate the actinomycete from the gram-positive from the gram-negative bacteria. And on the fungal kingdom, you can differentiate the saprotrophic fungi from the orbicular mycorrhizal fungi. And the ones that I highlighted here that are actinomycetes, saprotrophic fungi, and AMF, they come from the two different kingdoms, but they share the common physical property of being filamentous microorganisms. So here is a hierarchical cluster analysis that I run on the community composition matrix. So what it does, it takes all the sample and puts them in different categories. And by running an algorithm on the data, it groups the sample in most similar groups. So here you see that the first breakage split my samples in two different groups. So on one side you have the grain system, and on the other side you have the forage system. So the forage has perennial phase, they have co-manure, and they have more legumes. So what we can see here is that those three different factors influence the soil microbial community. The second breakage here separates the pasture sample from the hay sample. So the pasture has less soil disturbance, more permanent and diverse root structure. So those five factors are highlighted here as having an influence on soil microbial community. So what I show here is that those samples are different, but what is actually different between them? So the microbial biomass is different between the different cropping systems. So what you see here is a dot plot with on the y-axis the total PLFA biomass, which is the microbial biomass. So on the lower hand, you see the two grain system, which have a lower microbial biomass. Then you have the two hay system that has an intermediate biomass, and the pasture has a higher microbial biomass. And what is interesting here is that CS5, our organic hay system, has an intermediate position between pasture and the conventional hay system. And our hypothesis here is that the oats rooting system influenced the soil microbial community because it's the biggest difference between the two hay systems. The amount of filamentous microorganisms also differ between those different cropping systems. So the first graph shows the abundance of arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi. The second graph shows the abundance of saprotrophic fungi. And the last graph shows the abundance of actinomyces. And the trend is exactly the same between the three different guilds. So the grain system has lower abundance, the hay system has intermediate abundance, and the pasture system has the highest abundance. So this is what is different between the different cropping systems. And here, just very briefly, is a result that I got from 16S sequencing. So 16S allows for sequencing of bacterial DNA. And we see that all the cropping systems are different one to another. So they group together. We see that on green, the conventional grain system, in blue, the organic grain system, in purple, the conventional forage system, in red, the organic forage system, and finally, in yellow, the pasture. So you see that they are all different one from the other, which is one of my main conclusions. All the cropping systems have a unique soil microbial community. And in our study, organic versus conventional practices are not the primary drivers behind divergence in communities, but it's annual versus perennial phases that stand apart here. And what we found as the potential factors impacting the soil microbial diversity and quantity are the presence of legume, the manure application, the tillage or soil disturbance, and the species diversity. So what does it mean for organic? If our target is to have a soil microbial community which mimics ecological system, represented by the pasture system in our case, so organic management should strive to use alternative techniques to cultivation from weed management to decrease the soil disturbance. It should make a point of adding a perennial phase in the rotation and increase below ground root diversity by introducing cover crop and by this perennial phase. In our study, the impact of fertility management strategy is still unclear. We don't really know the contribution of manure versus legume versus other fertility inputs to the soil microbial community. I would like to thank all the people who helped me at UW Madison, so out in the field as well as in the lab, and for data analysis. And thank you for your attention. How long is the cattle on the... it's rotational grazing, so they're out in every plot for a certain amount of weeks, but I don't really know the exact timeline of that. But it's not, they're not consistently out there for the entire summer.
And do you have heard that it rotates then that rotational graze plot into annual crops?
No, it stays under pasture, but the rotational grazing part of it is that the cows are in and out of the plot. That's where the rotational is.
Okay, thank you again.